Alrighty, folks, welcome back here with another weekly video with Back to Divinity. So today we're going to be talking about crystals. I know I've mentioned this sporadically throughout the channel. However, I did want to spend a full video talking about crystals. Crystals are such a God-given gift, and let's talk about it. Oftentimes, I talk about the elements, right? So using Earth's resources to the best of our ability in terms of helping us work with energy, co-create with the universe, ground ourselves, and things of that sort. So crystals are one of the best ways to do that. Crystals are Earth's literally resources. And when I think about crystals, I often think about Taurus energy, right? Crystals are not only right directly from the Earth. However, they're also beautiful, right? And Taurus has this very Venusian energy of beauty, right? And so Taurus energy coming straight from Earth, very Earth-like sign, right? Also embodies this energy around beauty. And that, I think, is best encapsulating what a crystal is. A crystal is something beautiful. A crystal is also something directly given from Earth that is helping us in terms of working with energies. So let's talk about it. Crystals emit their own frequencies, just the same ways in which we do, right? Crystals have their own energetic fields in which they are interacting with other energies around them. Therefore, I like to use certain crystals for certain purposes. Each crystals serve their own purposes, right? They each carry their own properties, hence hitting certain areas differently than others. So crystals are embodying a certain property or a certain energy that is therefore then helping us reach whatever purpose or goal we're trying to reach. So let's say you are looking to expand your heart chakra, right? Then you might want to find crystals that are very much connected to the heart space. That could either be in crystals that are, you know, green, especially because the heart chakra is green, but that can also embody certain crystals that emit energies around expansion around the heart in terms of our one-on-one relationships. Many people like to consider that the rose quartz crystal, right? The rose quartz crystal. The rose quartz is something very, very, very beautiful. In and of itself, it is pink, right? Hence this energy around romance, right? And so rose quartz is often associated with love and therefore, again, connected to the heart chakra in that way. We also do have other crystals. Again, more commonly, you'll hear clear quartz and you'll hear obsidian. I don't have an obsidian example, but I do have a clear quartz. And in my clear quartz, I like to use this in terms of anytime I feel like I need clarity on something, or I just want to connect a little bit more with my crown chakra, right? Because the crown chakra, either like really, really bright, like a violet energy, or also like a clear white. And so that is the beauty of a clear quartz crystal. Another one is selenite. Selenite is another crown chakra heavy crystal. I love this. It might honestly be one of my favorite crystals. This itself is actually one of my favorite crystals because I have a specific memory associated with it, how I was able to receive this as a gift. However, selenite is a little bit more powerful in terms of energy than that of clear quartz, similar to what clear quartz does. But because of its power, it also charges other crystals around it. I do like to leave my selenite near other crystals, especially like other crystals need to grow in terms of their energetic vibrance. And then another one is clear. This one is called a clear geode crystal. I forget exact one. I'm not an expert on crystals. However, I did just want to dedicate some time talking about the significance of crystals. So this is one of them. As you can see, I have a lot of different white crystals. There's like a lot. Girl needs some clarity in her life. Just further connection with intuition. And this is the best way to do that, having these types of crystals. But then another one that I like to have generally is this crystal. Why? I kind of forget the name of it. But this crystal is heavily connected to the throat chakra. And I specifically got it around my 23rd birthday at a time in which I felt like I wanted to step more into authenticity. And I think I also chose to wear blue, the blue energy specifically, because every single birthday I do choose a color that best embodies what I'm trying to work towards that year. And so I remember going from 23 into 24, I was like stepping into my authenticity, using my voice more, and that best uplifts myself and who I am at my core. Also, it uplifts others around me, hence why I started Back to Divinity. And why blue, teal, heavy color in Back to Divinity's logo, because a lot of it is around communication. And so again, I do like to have my crystals around just because it is heavy, you know, supporter in terms of using my voice in the best way possible. And so those are some of the crystals that I have. So I know I mentioned black obsidian. I don't have a black obsidian example to show, but I'll just dive into it. Black obsidian, black tourmaline, black crystals generally are really helpful whenever you feel like you're carrying a lot of negative energies that you feel like you just need to release, or any blockages that you feel like you have internally that you just need to release. Black tourmaline or black obsidian is going to be your best friend in that journey. You could wear them as bracelets, as necklaces. I'm sure you have seen those in certain spiritual shops around where you can buy those things. Well, if you do have your own crystal shop, shop and sell crystals. Please don't be afraid to plug that below so people can see it, because crystals, again, are super powerful. And I myself do not sell them with Back to Divinity. However, many others who literally create their own jewelry using crystals. And I think that's so powerful and beautiful. And so again, if you want to plug in your own crystal shop down below, please do so. Additionally, sometimes crystals do serve their purpose. So you might find that you lose a crystal. You might find that you lose it, but then you come across it again. You might find that a crystal breaks on you, right? And so these are all purposeful. When a crystal breaks on you, it's going to energy that whatever purpose you assigned to that has now been served. Whatever you wanted that crystal to do, it has now been done, right? And so it's oftentimes a big indicator of, okay, we have absorbed all the energy that we can at this point, and it is time for a new crystal, or we did the work that we did. You have to trust your intuition on that. If you feel like energetically further work needs to be done, then you might want to get another one. Otherwise, if you feel like the job is done, then the job is done. Another thing to think about, again, is mean that the job is done and it served its purpose and you don't need it at that time period. If it comes back to you and you end up finding it, for example, it fell underneath your bed and you didn't know it was there and it came across your path again 3 months later when you looked underneath, that can be a sign that, again, you are meant to be with that crystal at this time. It just didn't need to be a part of your path for those 3 months. And now again, it is. So everything happens for a reason. Nothing is coincidental when it comes to these things. So definitely pay attention to those things. All in all, you want to make sure that you're charging your crystals. Oftentimes, I'll leave my crystals by the windowsill, and that way they're being charged daily through sunlight, but that they're also being charged when there's heavy lunar cycles going around, such as that of a new moon and a full moon. I definitely like to use the moon transits when it comes to charging my crystals, so that way they can continue emitting the frequencies that they best emit. I don't have much more to share when it comes to crystals generally. Again, I'm not an expert on crystals. There's so much more for me to even learn. I do have a book that I bought on crystals, generally just on certain stones and what their properties are and how you can best use them in any of your journeys. Again, supporting with chakra growth and alignment, supporting with a specific area in which you want to focus on. And again, they are just a way for you to, again, co-create energetically. They are emitting their own frequencies. They are here as tools for you to use, work with the earth element, and work with this Venusian, right, as a way to best uplift whatever it is that you're trying to work on at that time in your life. So again, thank you for listening to this video. Again, if you have your own crystal shop, please plug that down below so that my followers can see where to go to get their crystals. Thank you so much and have a great rest of your day. Bye.